Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time to get growing. Every Saturday at 7 a.m., we team up with gardening experts from around the area to help answer your questions and concerns about your garden, trees, and lawn. Now, here is the Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park and your host of the Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken.
So give us a call, 713-572-4610. We will take any gardening question. Trees, shrubs, grasses. We love it all. It all matters, and we want to help you no matter what. So a number again on this Memorial Day weekend for answering Memorial Day gardening questions, 713-572-4610. So we're talking color. We're talking flowers. Y'all should know by now I lean towards perennials, and then I also lean towards natives. And I love those sort of things because I think the native kind of bees and bugs love those things too. So if you're trying to build a system up where bugs are protecting your garden, they're eating the bad bugs, and you're getting a lot of good pollinators in, you'll kind of join me. But also, I totally understand the desire to have lots of cool color for change. I mean, I'm a vegetable gardener. Vegetables are annuals, so I totally get the consistent kind of change out thing. So I just want to give you some great tips on how to get the most out of your annuals. So the first thing that I like to do when it comes to annuals is group them. So get a few more maybe than you're expecting to get. Say you're like, oh, I need five. Well, maybe you get 10. Maybe get nine, something like that. So you can get a group that can grow together and kind of make a flashy blob. Or at least like, you know, kind of like a set group. Like Diane and I were talking pentas. And you can have a really cool kind of grouping of pentas where they have separation. But, you know, they're there. And you see their colors and kind of you get this idea of a little bit more majestic view than just one or two would give you. When you're doing that, you don't really want lines. You don't really want like to make them like an orchard, right? You want a little bit more of like flowing arc and things like that when you get it into a group. So that's kind of a thing that can really kind of make you happy with what you did. And you know, Pinterest is a great place to look. Another great place to look for ideas is our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. We've got a ton of great videos up there. I got a blog. It's got a very clever name. If you don't know what that name is, it's called Garden Pros, P-R-O-S-E. Get it? Like written word, prose, blog, written. Anyway, you get it. I know you like jokes. I like jokes. Everyone likes jokes. Okay. That's the one thing is kind of group them to make them a little bit more lovely. And when it comes to getting kind of the most blooms, the most bang, one thing that I've kind of used with great success that's also good for the soil is alfalfa meal. So that's a lot of, you know, I may say that and you may be like, well, what? Alfalfa meal? Isn't that for horses to eat? Sure. But it's also really great for microbes in the soil to eat. And what they do when they eat it, the microbes, is they kind of turn it into this plant hormone that actually makes more blooms and extends blooms. So it's a really amazing kind of trick to do. It works on shrubs, works on roses, works on azaleas, works really good on annual plants. If you're fertilizing, adding things to the soil, we're always going to be kind of, you know, praising microlife. But our favorite kind of thing to improve the soil is compost. So start in your bed with a couple bags of compost to really make it like, you know, banging and cranking health-wise. Keeping those annuals healthy means kind of making sure that they have access to water. And so you can water them a lot or you can mulch them. And by mulching them, you're really letting the water stay there and it's up to you a lot less for health. So bare soil is always going to be the kind of thing that is worse for your plants, not better for your plants. So if you're kind of planting, you know, planting your annuals, you're doing a big group, you're getting some stuff in and you're disturbing kind of what looked like a mulch layer, but turns out it's just a very thin mulch layer, and now you got bare soil. Well, it's important for you to go get good hardwood mulch and get that down. And so you're going to want to weave it between. Probably your best bet is to make a plan when it comes time to replace all those annuals, get a couple bags of compost, a few bags of mulch, so you can do kind of the whole operation at once. So you're not having to go back to the store. Although I'm sure Nelson's Water Garden wouldn't mind for you to come in multiple times, say hi, you know. Maybe, you know, grab a drink when you're there every time, you know, a high five, pet a fish or two. I don't know. But, you know, it's like you want to plan this thing as good as you can. So that's kind of the way I approach it. I approach it as a small little project, one that you can kind of knock out in a morning in a couple of hours, but got to make sure you have everything on hand. So again, kind of lay them out in a design them beforehand. I love groups, kind of gives more bang for the buck. Always going to encourage compost as a fertilizer, but alfalfa meal. MicroLife also has a product, a liquid amendment called Maximum Bloom. That's pretty cool stuff. So make sure you keep those plants healthy, compost, alfalfa meal, MicroLife, and then mulch them finally. And if you're going to use a mulch, we have some really great ones out there. There's a ton of great out there, but you always want to go away from dyed mulches. They just don't help roots. They're bad for roots. It's kind of simple. I'm not going to like bag on them how you're silly if you ever use them, because I know the color is striking. You know, it's a good contrast, but they're not as good for roots as like hardwood mulch or native mulches are going to be. So just keep that in mind when you're choosing them. You want to kind of choose. You already got the plants for the show. You got the plants for the beauty. So don't worry about getting the mulch for the beauty. Let the mulch be something that helps the plants. Okay, well, our number, 713-572-4610. We would love to hear from you. Coming up after this quick break is Anita Nelson with Nelson Water Gardens. And we're going to be really diving into a bunch of different flowers. And maybe we'll be doing some shots. So stay tuned and listen to us. Okay, see you soon.
At MicroLife, we believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife is the most nutritious soil and plant food for your gardens, flowers, vegetables, and lawns. MicroLife is the number one organic fertilizer professionals use, containing over 100 minerals and billions of beneficial microbes that'll have your plants healthier and performing better than ever. MicroLife is completely safe for you, your children, and pets. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And the wonderful Anita Nelson is with me. Say hi, Anita.
Hi, everybody.
No, I said say hi, Anita. No, I'm just kidding. What? She's not going to talk to herself. She still has her mental clarity. So, we don't know. We'll see. So, Anita and I are sitting here doing shots. She's got some awesome, tomato apple. So, mm-hmm. She was given a lot of tomatoes. So she made juice, so here we go. That's delicious.
I thought it was I never thought that would combine together nicely, but it does.
It tastes like sweet tomato, cherry mm-hmm. tomatoes. That's delicious. Well, Anita and I are here to talk flowers a little bit. We do have some callers we're going to get to, and we are going to talk to them, and that'll be great. So, Caroline, you are on Garden Pros. What's your question?
Hi, Danny. I was calling about an oak tree that my neighbor has in their front yard, and they planted it probably about 25 years ago, and it's grown. It's probably about 20, 25 foot tall, and I've trimmed. It's pretty close, to my. It hangs over my driveway, and I've always been concerned about my driveway being lifted up with the roots, since I understand oak roots tend to grow on the surface, and so I've had. Two different times I've had a tree company come out and trim that part of their oak tree that is on the property line, that crosses the property line, to keep, a lot of leaves that really just cover my driveway and everything. It's just messy. And so I was wondering, is this going to prevent the roots from raising my driveway cement up, cracking it and stuff like that?
No, it's not. So the roots grow like the canopy grows, right? They grow in every direction, but they don't grow only where the canopy grows. So the roots are going to spread every direction that there's kind of like availability. So where there's water and nutrients and air, that's where the roots are going to grow. I do believe there are kind of root barriers that you can install. But you would want an arborist to do that. So basically, there's ones of all kinds of length. People use them for bamboo a lot. So they're basically a wall, a thin wall you insert into the ground. It's got a little bit of an angle, and so it pushes the roots that hit it up instead of having them go through the space. But it can, you know, affect a lot of different things. It can affect drainage. It can affect kind of like erosion, things like that, that tend to happen. But they do sell them and make them. So an arborist, my guess, would be kind of the best person to talk to about that problem. ArborTrue is a great arbor company. Kind of Brad and Brendan there. And, you know, they're happy to give you advice without charging you for it. So you can always give them a call.
ArborTrue?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have their number by any chance?
No, I don't. I don't. But they're on Google. You can just Google ArborTrue and you'll get it.
Okay. Spell that ArborTrue, just like it sounds.
Yep,
ArborTrue?
Yep, just like it sounds.
Okay. That's what I'll do then. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Anita, it's always difficult dealing with, the competition between the human impact and the tree impact.
I know. It's an issue when it's on the property line, too, because once that tree invades the other person's property, who does that branch belong to that's hanging over somebody's driveway, and who's responsible for all those leaves dropping on the driveway? You call your neighbor and have them rake the driveway away, or what do you do? And it is an issue that people have to deal with.
Right, definitely. We think about the kind of interference of limbs a lot, but really we should be thinking about the interference of roots, especially when we're planting big trees.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to go to another caller. Thanks for calling in. Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Yeah, Danny, how you doing?
I'm good. Anita's here, too.
I have a big problem. My tomato plants are very beautiful, tall, real tall. But every tomato, every single one of them that turns red on the bottom, they're black.
Oh, right. Every single one of them?
Every single one of them. I mean, I pulled off about 6 or 7 this morning, and they're black on the bottom of it, and I don't see no bugs or nothing. So I'm just wondering, what is causing that?
Yeah, that is... I don't know if it's a fungal related problem. I think it is, but I think it's a systemic problem your plant has from your soil. So, you know, you can keep kind of pulling them off and see what happens. I would go immediately get some compost, dig a few holes, maybe like a foot holes around the tomatoes, and put compost down in there before the window for tomatoes closes. But yeah, I don't know if it's called foot rot or something like that. I'll do a post about it on Facebook this week. If you follow us on Facebook, I'll put it on there. But it's not an uncommon problem with tomatoes.
Well, I have a question for Mark. How long have you been growing tomatoes in that spot?
Oh, I plant them in the same spot all the time.
Yeah.
The same. And it's been, about 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah, so the one recommendation for growing tomatoes is to alternate every year and not grow them year after year in the same spot. Find a new spot to grow your tomatoes.
I have plenty of room.
Those soil-borne diseases won't be in that next spot. And then by the time you come back to the place where you've been growing them all these years, 2 years later, those particular pathogens should be gone by then.
Okay.
Mark,
all right.
You sound like a friend of mine, Mark Garfield.
No, I'll tell you my last name is Mahalik. I'm in the Richmond area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for calling, Mark. Yes. It's great.
Yeah, I appreciate the help. And okay. I'll follow that and see. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a great word by Anita. She's absolutely right. Maybe stringently hardcore every different year maybe doesn't need to happen, but really 3 years in a row is going to kind of like let them be. You're going to train your diseases where they are, basically, as well as your airborne kind of pest bugs. So that's something to kind of think of. I got a word from John Ferguson, the owner of Nature's Way Resources, that is called blossom end rot, and it could also be caused by a shortage of calcium. So maybe you want to consider getting some calcium in there. And thanks to John Ferguson for kind of hitting us up with that advice. You know, it's great to have this network of people that are so knowledgeable. Anita, one of them. But it's funny because Nature's Way Resources is my next read, so I get to talk about them. John Ferguson started this company a long time ago. And they've really been making the best compost ever since. So he had a health crisis and had to get away from like chemical items and realized that chemicals were everywhere. So he started making compost and really cared about doing it. So only use organic products, really good stuff. And when I say it's the best compost, I know that not only because I've seen like soil tests, but one time I did where I made four side-by-side vegetable beds, and I filled them with four different companies' best material. So one with Nature's Way, and then three other companies who I won't kind of throw under the bus. Nature's Way, the plants exploded. They bloomed really well. I mean, everything bloomed and grew and made fruit really well. And all the other three were different stages. One, nothing happened at all, which is bad. So I spent money and just wasted it. The other ones were kind of like medium growth. But Nature's Way compost, man, that was just, it was amazing. So they have this famous stuff called leaf mold compost. And basically it's made from a bunch of different food sources, which means you get like all of the, you get a very broad group of bacteria, and diversity in the soil is a huge deal. But it's just a great company. They have the best mulch also. I like to call their mulch tree compost because, man, it really helps trees out. So, but if you're looking for other blends, vegetable garden mix, blueberry mix, citrus mix, lawn mix, potting mix, divot mix, which is pretty cool because it's great. If you've got a dip in your yard, this will encourage the grass to grow and fill the divot. Pretty cool stuff. And if you're looking to do a green roof, hey, you know, you never know. They do have a green roof mix. So really cool stuff. So search naturewayresources.com, find their compost, mulch, other great products, or, you know, go to some of our garden pros and get them. You can always call them to find out where it's bought. 936-321-6990.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Also, here's Anita Nelson, one of our awesome garden pro experts from Water Gardens. Hi, yeah. Hi, everybody, she says. Well, also with us is a caller calling in. Sandra, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sandra.
My question is, I've recently put in a small garden with some plants that I hope will attract hummingbirds and bees and different kinds of birds. Can you give me an idea what kind of plants really attract a variety of birds, hummingbirds, and is this a good time to have those plants? Is it later in the fall when they'll be back, or how does that work with the birds coming and going?
I'm going to let Anita jump on first on this question.
If you build it or if you plant it, they will come. It's amazing how if you put out flowers, I don't know how the butterflies and hummingbirds do it, but they will find you. But hummingbirds like the red, and butterflies are attracted to a lot of different colors. Tubular flowers are always the ones that people recommend because of the butterflies and hummingbirds having that long, skinny tongue, which is called how do you pronounce that word?
Proboscis.
Proboscis, yes. So I think if you just plant a garden and you just sit back, all of a sudden they're going to start showing up in your yard.
That's awesome. No, thank you. That's great. It's a great
word.
If
you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help.
Well, I guess Sandra wanted us to make another call. No, thanks so much, Sandra, for calling in. Full disclosure, I think that was my mother-in-law, Sandra. And people can be jealous of my life for several reasons. I'm happy. I have a great wife. I have a really cool conservation job. I got a radio show, but I have a really great mother-in-law.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's like wonderful. I'm a blessed individual. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag. Okay. We're going to get to some flowers. So I love salvias. Butterflies love salvias. There are red salvias. What are some things that you love, Anita?
I love lantanas because they look like the little teeny bridal bouquet.
That's so true. They are.
They're so adorable looking. And they're so tough. Back in the 80s, when things were really bad here in Houston and homes were abandoned.
Oh, wow.
You could, in the summer, I'd drive through these neighborhoods and there was only one thing growing. And that's that native lantana, which has the little pretty pink and yellow bouquet of flowers.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
of course, they're perfect for butterflies and bees.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I also love lantanas. There are so many flowers. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to encourage you always to maybe try to consider a secondary use besides beauty, be that pollinator attraction, great smells, eventual berries, you know, things like that.
I like what you said about that. It's good dual function for everything.
And right.
The marigolds with the tomatoes and things like that. Everybody knows that particular tip, but it's good to have a companion planting along with everything else.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, Anita, thanks so much for being on. Always love it. You got, if you don't have big plans for Memorial Day and you're out in the Katy area, go by Nelson Water Gardens. The place is so cool. You won't regret it. You may regret, you know, that you bought more plants and then you got to get sweaty and planting them, but you'll love that you planted those great plants.
Right. And then a little advertisement, all red, white, and blue pots in honor of Memorial Day weekend on sale.
Well, that's so great. what a great thing to do on Memorial Day, mm-hmm. Honoring our people. Well, thanks so much. So, I do love Nelson Water Gardens. I got to do a read right now for Buchanan's Native Plants, which I also love.
I shop there.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's great. In fact, I have shopped there recently. That's where mm-hmm. I got my salvias. And they have a great selection of hardy, native, and adaptive plants. They do have other non-native plants, so don't be afraid if you actually like want some sturdy sturdy evergreen shrub. They have that too. They have stuff that's going to succeed here. So perennials, annuals, herbs, great veggie selection, great fruit tree selection. Tons of things. And they kind of abide with the roses. Their big thing with roses is that they smell good, which is what I'm all about. So it's a place that you can go and just spend a while touching flowers, looking around. They have two really cool areas that I always love to lift up when I talk about them. One is kind of their succulent indoor plant room. So they have this big greenhouse. They can drop down the things, open them up. And they have a very cool selection of kind of indoor plants.
That's where I'm going. You know, I might go today and pick up some more succulent.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's the first time I saw stagshorn fern like in people's yards. But the first time I saw it sold retail was at Buchanan's. Mm-hmm. And then they do have a really cool kind of gift shop. So if you're looking for a gift for someone in your family who's a gardener or just loves snappy expressions, it's a great place to go. So that's Buchanan Native Plants. 611 East 11th Street. They're dedicated to organic gardening and native gardening. Buchanan'sPlants.com.
What is a must for every homeowner? Well, it's the Monterey Consan 20. It's a fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, and lawns. A disinfectant and deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Boy, do we know about that one. They use a lot of it here in Houston after Harvey. And, of course, for algae control on hard surfaces. Ask for the Monterey Consan 20 at your favorite garden center. It's something everybody should have in their garage or on their shelf at home because you never know when you need a good disinfectant. It's a product that every homeowner is going to want at their house. That's the Monterey Consan 20.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you were paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, this is Danny Milliken with the Home Show Garden Pros. So, had a fun day this Memorial Day weekend. Started off talking about Baptisia, which is actually a really highly recommended native annual plant for you to put out there. Again, really pretty blue leaves, nice purple flowers. Had a great conversation with Diane Blonowski, who you always know is going to give you great pollinator advice, great kind of perennial flowers advice. Fun times there. Reminded you that really important to mulch your spaces. Also kind of gave you the tip on using alfalfa meal to extend blooms and get more blooms. And then Anita Nelson, kind of the wonderful Anita Nelson, came in and took some calls, had some fun. Going to kind of close with kind of an encouragement to do two things over this Memorial Day weekend. One is today, the Urban Harvest Farmers Market is in full bloom. I just recently had some peaches from there, and they were amazing. So if you like peaches or fresh veggies, all that stuff, if you're an annual flower grower, don't have time for vegetables, head on up to the farmers market, get your vegetables there. You're getting great organic local vegetables, and you get your pretty flowers. So double whammy. That's what got cheeses and, you know, oils and things like that there too. The other one is at Memorial Park, we just kind of kicked off going weekly on our conservation crew, which is our volunteer crew. So we do a lot of different things. We do some really hard work, invasive species removal, cutting down trees, dragging them, chipping them. We plant new trees. We plant new flowers. We harvest seeds. And one thing we do that's really fun is called native plant rescue. So if there's a construction-oriented spot, we go in there and we take out some native plants that might need help. It's a great hands-on way to learn more about kind of native plants, dealing with plants, how to plant plants, cool trees, tree identification. Really just a fun time. We also have fun. I mean, after our last one, we went over to Canyon Creek and grabbed lunch together and just had some great fellowship time too. So I'd really encourage you to, you know, think about that. Memorial Park's always got cool stuff happening. So go on their calendar page, and their website is memorialpark.org. You can always just also Google or Bing Memorial Park. Well, have a great Memorial Day. Stay tuned. Tom Tynan's coming up next. And yeah, he's always got a great show with great advice for you. We've covered gardening. Now you get to hear about how messed up your house is and how, what you can do about it. And go ahead and give him a call. Let's get some calls lined up for Tom, 713-572-4610. I know he'll appreciate it, and maybe he'll get me some kolaches. All right, well, this is Danny Milliken for Home Show Garden Pros, and have a great day.
The Home Show Garden Pros can answer your questions 24/7 at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Garden Pros is a presentation of Mojer Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Danny Milliken's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston, its sponsors, or Mojer Media. More gardening questions, answers, tips, and video all the time at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan is coming up next